أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about nobody will be able to recompense for the adhab of the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how our deeds will surround us, encompass us, ambush us on the day of Qiyamah. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَيُّ مُحَمَّدِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O servants of mine, that is the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which servants الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those servants who has transgressed themselves, in other words, they have wronged, they have broken the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously in breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have put themselves into difficulty, they put their souls into difficulty. La taqanatu min rahmatillah, do not despair, do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Now in Bukhari Sharif, there is one narration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the reason of the revelation of this ayah. And that was with regards to many of those people who were in a state of kufr, they were in a state of disbelief. They came onto the battlefield on the side of the disbelievers, on the side of the Quraysh or otherwise. And then they fought Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And of course, unfortunately, their hands were wet with the blood of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And now the time had come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed them with this nur of iman, the nur of hidayat. They were now guided towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they sit in the courts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, petitioning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, trying to clarify the situation, that our hands are filled with the blood of your Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and that is one aspect of it, one part of it. The other part of it, we had also worshipped gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were other sins that we had carried out, like the sins of zina, drinking alcohol, etc. So what will be our situation? So for all these type of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah of the Qur'an Kareem. That is why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this ayah gives the most hope to anyone, whatever the situation may be. This ayah has given hope to us with regards to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite this ayah. And on reciting this ayah, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that even if a person had ascribed partners to Allah, he's worshipped gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the period of time may have been, whether it was his whole life, whatever it may have been, but so long as he makes tawbah, so long as he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Now that was with regards to those who were not in the fold of Islam, to those who fought Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So more so with regards to us also, from time to time, we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From time to time, we sometimes have this doubt in our hearts with regards to the Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sometimes we doubt with regards to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sustainer. We have those ifs and buts in our hearts with regards to our rozi and our sustenance, with regards to certain difficulties that may befall us, may befall our families. Sometimes we don't understand certain realities. For all of this, this ayat is the cure. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not be despair, do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all we do is turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, make tawbah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, tawbah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also means that whatever sins we had been committing, we need to leave those sins completely. Ulama have given a very beautiful example, and that example is that to involve in a sin, to commit a sin, to embark on a sin, is like a person falling into a heap of excreta. That sin is even more filthier than that excreta. And now, whilst a person has already fallen into the excreta, no matter how much of water he pours upon himself, he is not going to cleanse himself. He is still going to remain impure, he is still going to remain filthy. The important thing for him to do, the first step for him to do, is to walk out of it. The first step of sin and guna is this, that we walk away from it. We totally stop that sin, we totally distance ourselves from that sin, and then when we pour that water, and then we have that shower, we have that husal, we have that bath, now we have cleansed ourselves. So this is the most important aspect of it, and obviously there needs to be that regret and remorse. We shouldn't have that attitude, so I've committed wrong, so what? And then the last part of it is that we make this resolution and a determined intention never to return to that sin. And of course, that is the whole thing about tawbah. There are only three things with regards to the laws of Allah, the hukuk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is the rights of someone else, then we need to go and recompense, and we need to set the record straight with that person. And that is how simple Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this tawbah. And of course, we should never become despondent of the hope and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn fully, turn passionately towards your Rabb, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Before the punishment comes to you. Because when the punishment comes to you, ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ, then you will not be helped. So before maut comes upon us, let us exercise and make the habit of making tawbah. Let us exercise and take stock of ourselves all the time and turn fully towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we do not know when maut will come to us. And obviously once maut comes, then everything comes to an end and everything will be a standstill. So hence, let us try and create this habit of making tawbah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after we have fulfilled those three conditions, if perchance we commit the sin again, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness continuously, so that we will become those blessed servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next part of it is, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Now after we have made tawbah, it doesn't mean now that everything is washed away, so everything is fine. But now we need to follow the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in a very beautiful way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعُوا, and follow, أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Up to now, we had followed our own nafs, our own desires. We have followed shaitan. We had followed the path of those who followed shaitan. We had followed the worldly people of this world. Now let us leave all that and let us follow the best of whatever was revealed to you from your Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Torah, Allah revealed the Injil, Allah revealed the Zabur, Allah revealed many Sahifas to the many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. The best of all that is this Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more especially by virtue of the fact that this Kitab will abrogate all the rules of the previous Kitabs, and this Kitab is the Kitab and the code till the day of Qiyamah. So follow whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us in this Kitab. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً. Before the punishment comes suddenly upon you, and when the punishment comes suddenly upon you again, we don't know when maut will come, how suddenly maut can come to a person. And of course, thereafter, if we did not have our deal with Allah, we do not have our records with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight, then obviously there is azab in the hereafter. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And whilst you are unaware of all this, this maut and malakul maut may come, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may come down in whatever way that it may come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses, Allah has given us great hope, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door for us. We need to turn towards Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.